From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Do you have a band that you think of as your own? A band you love that no one else knows about? That was my blog post a few weeks ago, and it was your response on the All Songs Considered blog, complete with links to band sites and songs that inspire this show. We start off with a band called A Sunny Day in Glasgow. They're based in Philadelphia, three siblings, Ben Daniels and twin sisters Robin and Lauren. The suggestion came from Devin, who wrote, "With My Bloody Valentine releasing new work later this year, I hope it causes a surge in popularity of my beloved shoegaze, so bands like Serena, Manish, and Sunny Day will grow as they so rightly deserve." So give a listen to the song 515 Train. The music of A Sunny Day in Glasgow. We now go to Detroit and a posting on our blog from Alex. He writes, "It's a shame that Detroit's goth country outfit Blanche isn't getting more attention. They released a delightfully cryptic and morose album in 2004 called If We Can't Trust the Doctors. Their second, Little Amber Bottles, was released months ago." And Alex continues, "I adore any band that can make banjos and pedal steel guitar sound fresh again." And parenthetically, Alex says, "They're also one of the best-dressed bands in the business with their Victorian-era-inspired wardrobe." So let's give a listen to Blanche and the song called Another Lost Summer. Music of Blanche and a song called Another Lost Summer. And now on to Ra Ra Riot. This comes from writer Sono Krug, and I hope I get that right. It's S-O-N-O-K-R-U-G. Ra Ra Riot formed in Syracuse, New York, and Sono Krug writes, "Wouldn't have heard them if I hadn't caught the Tokyo Police Club openers in Beemore. Doesn't everyone cherish those serendipitous finds? I can still feel the stage energy. Ra Ra Riot is more popular, but still tons of fun, kind of like Arcade Fire on Twee Punk Pop. So give a listen to this song called Dying is Fine." Mm-hmm. The song's called Dying is Fine by Ra Ra Riot. I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered, and we're choosing bands you call your own. Those are the artists that maybe some of your friends know, but we probably don't. You posted those on the All Songs Considered blog, and our next artist comes from Chris, and Chris writes, really got into Somalian rapper Kanan last summer. Kanan spelled K-N-A-A-N. Don't know why his album Dusty Foot Philosopher has not been released in the U.S. He's got a great message, and it's refreshing to hear a clever rapper with a different perspective. Chris continues, listen to what's hardcore. Only downside, he can sometimes verge on whiny, which begs a comparison to Eminem because his songs are catchy. And a footnote, I'll tell Chris, to Dustfoot Philosopher. It comes out in the U.S. finally at the end of March. Let's hear Chris's suggestion, a song called What's Hardcore.
I put a pen to the paper, this time as visual as possible. Guns blast at the hospital, the walls are whitewashed with tin rooftops. To show love, you lick two shots, it's dangerous, man. Journalists hire gunmen, this violent women. Kids trust no one cause fire burned them. Refugees dying, boats headed for peace. Is anyone scared of death here? Not in the least. I walk by the old lady selling coconuts under the tree. Life is cheap here, but wisdom is free. The Beach Boys hang on the side, leaning with pride, scam artists and gangs. Fiending a fight, I walk with three kids that can't wait to meet God, baby. That's Bucktooth, Muhammad, and Crybaby. What they do every day just to eat, Lord have mercy. Strapped with an AK and they bloodthirsty.
So what's hardcore? Really? Are you hardcore? So what's hardcore? Really? Are you hardcore?
We begin our day by the weight of the gun. Rock up a bell, grenades blow your way if you front. We got no police, ambulance, or firefighters. We start riots by burning car tires. They looting, and everybody starts shooting. Bullshit politicians talking about solutions. But it's all talk. You can't go half a block without a roadblock. You don't pay at the roadblock, you get your throat shot. And each roadblock is set up by these gangsters. And different gangsters go by different standards. For example, the evening is a no-go. Unless you want to wear a bullet like a logo. In the day, you should never take the alleyway. The only thing that validates you is the AK. They chew on chat, it's sorta like coca leaves. And ain't no police.
So what's hardcore? Really? Are you hardcore? So what's hardcore? Really? Are you hardcore?
I'ma spit these verses cause I feel annoyed. And I'm not gonna quit till I fill the void. If I rhyme about home and got descriptive, I'd make 50 Cent look like Limp Bizkit. It's true. And don't make me rhyme about you. I'm from where the kids is addicted to glue. Get ready. He got a good grip on the machete. Make rappers say they do it for love like R. Kelly. It's hard. Harder than Harlem and Compton intertwined. Harder than Harbor and Bin Laden and Rewind.
To that earlier part when I was kinda like,
we begin our day by the weight of the gun. Rock up a bell, grenades blow your way if you front. We got no police, ambulance, firefighters. We start riots by burning car tires. They looting and everybody starts shooting.
So what's hardcore? Really? Are you hardcore? So what's hardcore? Really?
Question is,
are you hardcore?
Kanan, and the song called What's Hardcore from a CD called The Dusty Foot Philosopher. The CD has been out for a few years elsewhere, just coming out in the States, and I'm told that Kanan is working on a new record. Now to Lubbock, and Aaron writes, I've lived in Lubbock, Texas all my life, and although people think of Buddy Holly when they hear Lubbock, there's a great local music scene. Whenever my out-of-town friends stop, I try to take them to see Thrift Store Cowboys. They're an alt-country band that expresses feeling of a person who lives in the Dust Bowl. So give a listen to Thrift Store Cowboys. This is Sidewalk Song.
I think they're
might be somewhere we can go. The city is so full of people. Past the lots of parks and the steeple. Wanna take me back there somewhere we can go. When I fall,
Thrift Store Cowboys, from a CD called Lay Low While Crawling or Creeping, and the song we heard was The Sidewalk Song. Thanks for all that added to our blog. If you want to follow our writings on such subjects as A Band to Call Your Own, or maybe the 10th anniversary of Bex Odelay, or the Lust for Life beat, look for our blog at npr.org/allsongs, find the word blog. There's also a blog by Carrie Brownstein of Slater Kenny at npr.org/music. We'll go out on a pick of my own. I've been amazed to find three favorite CDs this year. One by Lightspeed Champion. We featured that on a recent show. Also, Vampire Weekend, the EP we featured last summer, and now the album's out. And I have this by a band called Plants and Animals. At times, they sound African. At times, a bit The Grateful Dead, someone said on Twitter. And then on this tune, a bit like Queen. Anyway, I'm quite in love with this CD. It's called Park Avenue. Just a small note, our live concert series is back after a dry spell. An entire concert by legendary guitarist Doc Watson can be heard, along with an interview. You can subscribe to our podcast and have the show download to your computer or listen to the entire concert online. We have a lot of shows in the works, but I can only tell you about this, Black Mountain and Bon Iver at the Rock and Roll Hotel, February the 19th in Washington, D.C. We'll webcast that live. From NPR Music, our producer is Robin Hilton. I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
What's gonna happen to you? You have woke up too soon and found the